A Victorian group is working to help Aboriginal people living with criminal records for being removed from their parents as children. RMIT's Centre for Innovative Justice has been helping members of the Wardungan community with a legacy of past convictions to improve their job prospects. It comes as the Victorian government plans to introduce new laws preventing historical care and protection orders being used by Victorian police to penalise Indigenous job seekers. Stan Winford is the Associate Director of the Centre for Innovative Justice. He described what the project involves to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.
I became involved when Krista Momot from Wardungan, and Krista's the CEO of Wardungan, approached me to tell me that Aboriginal community organisations that Wardungan partnered with had said the biggest issue that they faced and a priority for them was employment, because these organisations were either unsure about how they could employ people who had criminal history, or they had members of their organisations who were being discriminated against when they were going for jobs and were unable to obtain employment.
Why do you think that Victoria is the only state or territory not to have a spent conviction scheme?
Look, there are a whole range of reasons. Sometimes these types of issues are just not a priority for a government. Sometimes they miss opportunities politically to take certain actions. The government would have to answer that question, I suppose. But look, every other state and territory has had one for a long time. The most recent state to enact one was South Australia in 2009. And that was at a time when there was an attempt to have a national approach. So there was a national model bill, and South Australia adopted that model bill, and Victoria, unfortunately, didn't take that opportunity at the time.
Given that this happened to Indigenous children who are now adults up until the 1990s, is there still a sense of institutional and societal racism involved when it comes to Indigenous people wanting to find employment, and if they also have this criminal record hanging over them?
Well, I think there's no doubt that the impact of criminal record, the lack of regulation of criminal records, is very significant for Aboriginal people. You only need to look at statistics in terms of employment, where in Victoria, Aboriginal people, their unemployment rate sits at about 16% compared to 5.2% for other non-Aboriginal Victorians. In relation to labour force participation, it's 20% lower for Aboriginal Victorians. And I guess it's the history of, long history of disadvantage and, I guess, increased contact with the criminal justice system is reflected by those figures in terms of employment. So, you know, it's not news that Aboriginal people have experienced discrimination generally, and that policies of assimilation and so on have had devastating impacts on them, and that they exposed to, you know, over-policing and other types of policies which do result in these types of histories developing. But the other thing it's important to point out, and this is something that's a bit nuanced, but this is not just in relation, what we're talking about is not just in relation to care and protection records. So, yes, we've identified this extraordinary revelation, which is that children who are forcibly removed from their parents were charged themselves with offences. But actually, we're also saying that even for people who subsequently commit offences, so as young people who experience disadvantage and, you know, get charged with, who knows, like, let's say, stealing or something, those records are still in Victoria retained on someone's criminal history and can be and are required to be disclosed, whereas in every other state and territory, after a period of time, often 10 years, it's considered that the person, that conviction has become spent and it's not going to be relevant to their employment. And that's what our group is calling for, and that's what we hope to see.
Associate Director of the Centre for Innovative Justice, Stan Winford, ending that story by Jared McLaughlin.